From Spark and Anvil and Machine Forge, this is Cleave, in Chapter 1 of the Machine Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The old fence post had refused to split for 3 days. Cleave stood at the edge of the woodpile, a squat gray and cream triangle no taller than a bread loaf, its broad flat back turned to the wind, and its narrow edge aimed at the seam of the post. A woodcutter had left the post there, muttering, "Sure it was ruined." Cleave did not think so. It leaned its edge into the seam. It waited for the log-splitting mallet, which the wind was carrying toward the woodpile in the hands of a very tired apprentice. When the mallet came down on Cleve's broad back, thock, a hairline crack opened in the post, thin as a spider's thread. Cleave rocked forward a whisker. Thock, the crack yawned wider. The post that would not budge for 3 days of shoving gave way in 6 patient taps and fell open in 2 clean halves. "Push forward," Cleave murmured, mostly to itself, and it splits apart.
Cleave had not always known that trick. Long ago, when it was new, it had tried to be strong. It had thrown its whole flat body against things, walls, stumps, a stubborn barn door, and bounced off every one, aching. An old field plow found it sulking by a boulder one evening. The plow was scarred and cheerful. "You keep pushing broad," it said. "Broad spreads the push out thin. Try pushing narrow." Cleave turned itself around and set its sharp edge, not its wide back, against the boulder's crack. It pushed. The same push it had wasted all day suddenly gathered into a single sharp line, and the boulder's crack lengthened with a soft tick. Cleave felt something click into place inside it, quieter than the boulder, but just as sure. All that force, it understood, was not about being big. It was about where the force arrived. Gather a wide push down to a narrow edge, and the edge does what the whole body never could.
Word of the patient triangle reached the machine forge, the village workshop where machines that understood themselves were welcomed. Cog, the old gray gear who kept the place, met Cleave at the door and did not ask it to explain. Cog asked it to show. There was a knot of oak on the workbench, gnarled and mean, the kind of wood that turns axes. Cog set a splitting wedge and a mallet beside it and stepped back. Cleave nudged the wedge until its edge sat exactly in the knot's one weakness. It lined the mallet up over the wedge's flat back. Then, unhurried, it let the mallet fall. Flack. And the oak knot, which had turned 2 axes that morning, opened along a single willing line. Cog's stern face softened by a hair. "You didn't fight it," the old gear said. "You found the edge and let the edge do the work." He nodded toward the empty bench along the wall. "There's a place for you here."
The apprentices came to Cleve's bench on splitting day, half of them nervous, because a wedge is a sharp thing, and sharp things deserve to be treated with a little fear. "Watch my edge, not my back," Cleave told them. It set the metal wedge against a log rough with climbing bark. All the push from the mallet, all of it, travels down to this one thin line. Swack! A splinter popped free. A woody smell filled the air. "And as I sink in, my 2 slopes shove outward, 1 to each side, and pry the log apart. I'm really just 2 ramps glued back to back. Push my spine, my slopes do the splitting." A small apprentice named Rill hung back. "Doesn't it feel dangerous?" Cleave went still, and its voice went quiet and serious. "It is strong. Strong isn't the same as dangerous, but you treat strong things slowly. You never test my edge with your finger. You never wave a knife around for fun. You line the tool up, you keep your hands clear. You ask a grown-up when the edge is truly sharp. Respect at the handle, force at the edge. Both, always both. Real nodded and stepped a careful, sensible half step closer instead of away. Cleve was glad of that half step most of all.
At the end of the day, the mean oak knot lay open in two halves on the bench, its stubborn grain finally undone. Cleve looked at it for a long moment. It had not shoved the knot. It had not bullied it. It had found the one line the wood was willing to give, and gone there gently, and let its edge carry the force the rest of the way. A warm, steady glow rose through Cleve's small gray body. Not the sharp thrill of the split, but something calmer underneath it. The quiet pride of doing something powerful, and doing it carefully, and hurting nothing that didn't need to break. That feeling, Cleve thought, settling its edge against the cool bench to rest, was the best part of the whole work.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Cleve. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.